CBA.
4CBA, KD2BNG. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. I ordered a new radio because of my other 2 meter 440 bit of dust, but I mean it's like 20 years old, so it was in the car. And but the new one was supposed to be here till Monday. It came in today, so I'm getting ready to stick it in the car.
Done that already. You mentioned last time we spoke you needed a new radio.
I might have mentioned I needed one, but needing and getting is two different things. But anyway, I think we ordered it. My wife and I were sitting on the couch talking about it, and you know, so she said she ordered it. I showed her what I wanted, and she ordered it on. I got it from HRO, and they had it. They were given the discount, and then ICOM was given a $20 rebate, and so she paid for it on PayPal, and but it was scheduled to come in Monday. I was shocked it was here today.
Something ICOM 2300 something, the dual bander with the removable control head.
Sitting in the other room, but I think it's a 2730. I think that's right. I may have inverted the numbers, but I think it's a 2730. And mine was a 207. This is the model that replaced the 207. That was my old one.
Because you mentioned that last time I spoke to you, at least a week or two ago. So it finally did get in. And now you got the rest of the day, I guess, to install it and play with it.
I'm going to jump off here for a few minutes, and I'm actually sitting here in front of my HF rig. Of course, this is my shack, really, and but I need to run out to the garage to get a couple of tools, and I'm gonna rewire the speaker, the external speaker, because it's looking a little, it needs to be redone. And I'm gonna redo it real quick, and then I can go out there and plug it up, be ready to go. You might hear me on the air in about 10 minutes.
AC2350, I think, is one of the ones you mentioned. It looks like a dual bander. It's got independent VFOs, independent controls. I think it had detachable control head.
JW Mobile.
Hey, David. It's a 2730A, BHF, UHF, aviation, marine, receive, and all that. So go ahead, David.
There. Got my last trash haul taken over to pick up lunch. Just heard you guys talking in there. Thought I'd join in. If you're going to take a break, David, I can fill in for the 10 minutes that you're gone. W4DJW.
And, I'm going to just redo the connections on the speaker and external speaker, and then I can use the old power plug, the old power cable, because it's got the same plug on the end, so I don't have to rewire. I don't have to run the new cable. There's no use running the new one because this one's in great shape, the one that's in there. And and of course the antenna's already there, so all I have to do is just find a place to put the face of the radio, which is probably where the old one was. Anyway, y'all carry on. I'll be back in a little bit. KB4CBA.
ICOM IC2730A, 50 watts dual band, $276.95 at Gigaparts, maybe cheaper elsewhere. All right, well, you go and do that. So, Dave, how you doing?
Bottom truck, this next trip's going to be to get the brake fixed, but I did get that last load carried to get it emptied out anyway. Now I'm going to pick up some lunch. Had to rebuild three nodes on the cluster. I've experimented with Kubernetes and Docker. I was going to try to get Docker to run on it. I was looking for a way to get a 96 CPU Raspberry Pi, a Docker container that would spread itself out across all 24 nodes times four CPUs each and represent it as a single machine. I saw somebody doing that on Boink, but I don't know how they did it because I couldn't do it, and it made the node cluster go from 4.6 gigabytes to 111 gigabytes, and it didn't work, so I rebuilt them. That's what I've been up to. What have you been up to?
Not that much. Kind of been a bit of a slow week. I'm just playing with this system here, the 15-year-old system, by the way, is the leading butt kicker on Einstein, I've noticed, thanks to that video card. Other than that, I'm pretty much out of systems to build. Unless I can find parts for one other thing. But, no, I got about seven systems here, so that's probably all I'm going to get.
I'm kind of confused about the name of that card. When you put it in a Unix box and you did a LS PCI or PCI LS or block ID or something like that, it said it was a Radeon 5700. But then I look on the YouTube videos, and that's like their flagship model, the one that's going to get replaced, and that's nowhere near the flagship model, so I don't understand their naming convention at all.
5750 is what it might actually be. I don't know to what extent, how well supported many of these things are under Linux. I just run Windows 7 Pro on it, on everything, for the simple reason that, you know, you've got remote desktop connection to everything, which works reasonably well. But that card is, you know, that's a good card. Back in the day, that was a $200 card, and it does very well on the Einstein GPU work units. The machine I got it in is probably the most brain dead machine on the network, but you know. It's got the one with the, you know, the one good video card.
Well, that's what you want, right? Just something that'll run the card. That's what I was looking for, was a little nook or something like that to run some GPU cards. I know, because I don't have any other slots to put any other GPU cards in. My turn at the window. Be back in just a minute. W4DJW. I'm back. I was looking for... making sure I had it. I was looking for a nook or something like a $200 computer just to run the graphics card, and I couldn't find anything. It run maybe something like Windows on it or something like that, but the operating system probably costs as much as the graphics card. So putting that in your hands and letting you solve that problem was the best thing I could do.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, this is the system that, as I said, I was fixing to throw away. Because I figured it was scrap. But I'm thinking, you know, let's put some memory in a video card in here and let's see if it works. And sure enough, it did. And, you know, I blew the power supply. I had to replace the power supply. But it's a good thing the power supply went after I got it working. Because if it was the power supply from the beginning, I would have just ignored it and thrown it in the trash. But... you know, I can't put a much faster CPU in this thing. It's running like Pentium D or something. It's dual core Pentium D at like 2.8 or something. I could go to 3.4 or 3.6, but big deal. But the graphics card was nice.
Exclusive on Einsteins, or doing Rosetta and Einstein? Rosetta on the CPU and Einstein on the GPU.
CBA.
Running both, but it's doing much better on Einstein. Yeah, go ahead. We were just discussing computers.
The 2730.
A lot better than the other one.
Just got it hooked up here in the shack. Same power cable. I'm holding the faceplate in my hand because it's you have to buy a separate mounting bracket to connect it to the radio. The old version it would clip on, but this one's different. But it's going to be detached anyway, so it's not a big deal.
The older radio.
What was the older one?
Com 207. This is the one they replaced. It was the same thing. I mean, it was a 2 meter 440, had the aircraft receive on it, and it was a nice radio.
It was on just a few minutes ago.
That was a Kenwood mobile.
Well, this one's better than that Kenwood.
Hallelujah, praise God. Well, good. I'm glad to get that report. Well, all right, so I'm going to sit here, copy the mail for a minute, and do this, rewire this extension speaker, and you know, carry on KB4CBA.
In a bit. You still there, Dave?
Still there. Just gave him my card at the second window. That's why I hesitated there for a little bit. But that radio, that ICOM sounds really good. So you're doing Einstein and Rosetta, but more Einstein than Rosetta on that one? Well, that's good. At least we're making progress.
Nine work units, it rips through in a little less than 2 hours. Rosetta, don't even bother, but every little bit helps. So it's not even running anyway. Waiting for memory, ready to start. Running, is anything running? Oh, okay, one thing is running. Einstein is running.
First three nodes in the cluster we're doing, and that's why and they were like 111 gigabytes versus 4.6 gigabytes. That's why I rebuilt them this morning, to get them to go back to work, because the Kubernetes and the Docker was taking up all the memory, so they couldn't start. Plus, backing it up, that was just a whole lot of backups, nothing. But got those three straightened out. It's kind of like having to tend to a node of, or a hive of bees, constantly playing around with it, trying to make it better and making it worse and having to revert back to the original.
Let me check your status here. You're probably at the top of the file in terms of stats.
There you go. I got months and months to go to catch up to those guys at the top of the stack. They got like 119 million or something like that. I think I've got 50, maybe. I got a long way to go.
About here as far as this particular team.
Some of those guys have been crunching since they kept crunching when I quit on the team back in, I don't know, early 2000s. They've been crunching the whole time. Never stopped.
Sci-fi, I'm pretty sure that's you at the top with the little gold medal.
That's if you take the ranking based on daily averages or something like that, RAC, daily average something count. I don't know what it is, but that's not the one. If you click on the Bionic Combined and you go into that, it's got Rosetta and Einstein and everything in it, you'll see that there's like five guys ahead of me.
Team members probably with more total credits. But, you know, you're you're untouchable here as far as average credit. There's other ways to look at this.
And I was doing that. I was browsing around and looking at it and looking at ranking in the United States, ranking in the world, and the computers are the ones that are ranking at the top. And some of those have computers that have over 100 CPUs on a single computer. And I was trying to figure out how they did that. I'm thinking they're clustering a whole bunch of nodes and making it look like a single computer when it's not, when it's really like a Kubernetes cluster with Docker containers, and it appears it's a single computer, but it's not really.
That does makes it appear like one giant machine, you know, with 200 cores and, 20 gigabytes of memory or whatever it is.
200. I think, 8 gigs per Raspberry Pi times 24 nodes. As you do the math, that comes out to a few hundred gigabytes. But I don't know how they do it. I was trying to figure it out. I'll keep plugging away at it and eventually figure it out. But that takes some time. And work's taking most of my time now anyway, so I'm not able to put as much into it as I was before. Anyway, I'm back in the driveway with lunch. It's good talking to you. Keep on crunching. KD2BNG. Dave should be back in here in a few minutes. W4DJW.
DJW, KD2BNG. All right, we'll talk to you later. I should probably get up and try to do something. But you take care. We'll see you in a bit. 73.